T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Seth Devitt, our National Baseball Insider, joining us on the Schneider Orange Hotline now. Seth, how you doing, buddy?
I am good. Missed you last week.
Yeah, you had a little. Had a couple things going on.
Yeah, this is my last American radio appearance until the 22nd.
What you got going on?
Heading out of the country, my friend.
You have to? I mean, like mafia after you or what? Living in New York, you never know.
I didn't pay my taxes yet, and they said you're not allowed back.
Okay.
I'm going to Rome tonight to cover Formula E, something I've been very interested in, and I've been checking out, so I have some interesting meetings with them, and going to check out a race while I'm there, and then going to head to London with the family for
really?
5 days. Yeah, I figure I'm already out there. And people who are Catholic, please do not take this the wrong way, but Rome is not a place I want to be Easter week.
It'll be packed. Just the crowd alone.
That's Disney times 9.
Yeah.
So, no thank you. So we're going to head over to, it's a quick skip and a jump over there to London. And once I get to London, my family will meet me and a little vacation. So... Yeah,
there you go.
I'll talk to you when I get back.
Perfect. Well, now we've got baseball going on. First, 12 games in the books. So the first impressions of the baseball season.
It's funny. What I like is the way the same record can tell different stories. So let's use Milwaukee as an example. Milwaukee was supposed to be good this year. They got off to a nice start. Great, they're good. The Mariners were supposed to lose 120 games. They have a similar record to Milwaukee. What they are suddenly a story. The Yankees have the same record as the Red Sox, but the Red Sox are expected to pull out of it, but the Yankees need help. And then there's the Cubs, who I didn't think were as good as the Brewers, and suddenly now they're playing to that, and everyone's shaking their head. It's funny how it's literally the same story, but being told a bunch of different ways.
Mm-hmm.
And I got asked on a national thing today, can you believe the Rays are above 500? Yes, they're always above 500. What are we talking about?
Right.
Who is surprised that they're a good team? And it just that kind of boggles my mind.
The interesting part about the season is, first and foremost, obviously, balls are flying out of the park. There's been a lot of talk about the sheen on the baseball. Lowering the seams, making pitchers work a little bit harder for placement. Balls, it's not necessarily the way it's spun anymore. It's the way it's sewn up, I guess. And they're putting this little, I don't know what it is, this waxy coating or something on the ball, and the ball is flying through the air. So we're seeing more home runs. And is this just baseball's way of saying, hey, look, we may not be able to slow it down, but we're going to juice it up and just make it exciting?
Well, but they still, I wasn't going to bring this up, but through 13 games, there are 200 more strikeouts than walks. There's 200 more strikeouts than hits. Sorry, I said that wrong. It's alarming. It's alarming. I mean, even though home runs are being hit, you're seeing a ton of strikeouts. It's the same thing. I'm not choosing to focus on it. I'm trying to find the romanticism. I did a podcast that's going to come out next week that I had to pre-record because of my Europe trip. And I did a podcast with Tyler Kepner. You know him from the New York Times.
Mm-hmm.
He wrote a really fascinating book on baseball's history through pitching. And what it is every chapter is about a pitch. So a fastball, a curveball, a slider, forkball, knuckleball, like all of them. And what I was interested in is he has covered the sport for the same amount of time and finds the sport still romantic. He has a love affair with baseball that
right.
has not wavered. And I was very interested in that. And that's one of the things we had the debate on, because I don't know how you see it and don't see the changes. And, it takes the eye test. So what I've tried to do is focus on, the intriguing storylines. But, yeah, I think all the warts are still there. And I don't think anything about a baseball. I think baseball is doing things to change the subject. The stuff with the Trump administration, that is window dressing. They are trying to ignore the fact that they oversaw human trafficking for years. They are trying to stay out of indictments. They are trying to stay in labor peace. And it's killing baseball because they're almost embarrassed that Craig Kimbrell and Dallas Keuchel are still not signed.
Well, that's the other thing. I know there's a lot of talk with teams right now that are struggling with their starting pitching, especially teams that are contending. I mean, you look at the Cubs. The Cubs have had their own issues. I know the Brewers fans are saying, hey, it's a young rotation. If they don't get it together real quick, they've lost two in a row now. People are jumping off the bridge. You got to go get Keuchel. You got to go get Kimbrell. I mean, you're going to hear that, and it would probably behoove many of these teams to wait until June, if you can, to try to sign one of these guys. Then you don't have to give up a draft pick. But
you don't have to give up the draft pick.
I don't think. I don't know if teams are going to be able to wait that long. You know what I mean?
Well, I mean, the poster child for that, and you know, I'm not saying the Brewers couldn't use them. They absolutely could. But the poster child for that is the Yankees, because they found out yesterday that Luis Severino, their ace, is probably out for 5 months. He has, in addition to a shoulder problem, he has a lat problem. Well, now that's two issues. And those things start to creep up on you. And what I'm saying is, if you're the Yankees and you're down two starters, see, that's the difference between the Yankees' slow start and the Red Sox' slow start. The Red Sox, Chris Sale has an ERA of 9. Is there anybody in your listening audience that thinks it's not going to go down by at least a half in his next start? Like, he'll improve. He knows what he's doing. And he got off to a rough start. DeGrom got hit around yesterday. I don't think anybody's worried about him. I think the worry is when you don't have the horses. And in New York's case, you don't have the horses. They don't have a replacement for Luis Severino. How do they not sign Dallas Keuchel? Like, forget all the other teams. The Rockies could use them. The Brewers could use them. The Diamondbacks could use them. The Astros could use them. There's a dozen teams that could use Dallas Keuchel. How do the Yankees, who have all these high expectations, how do they not sign Dallas Keuchel?
Right. Look, how long do you think he actually sits out there?
I think you said it before. It's going to be June. They're going to do the thing with the draft pick. It is the pettiest, smallest move. It is such a non-compete. It's such a non-commitment to winning, and it's disappointing. And I'm surprised, but this is an ownership thing. This has not come down. This is a baseball issue. This is not a Brewers issue. It's not a Yankees issue. It is a baseball issue, and they need to address it.
Talking with Seth Everett, our National Baseball Insider, talking some baseball as the beginning of the season gets underway. You got teams like the Red Sox and the Cubs. Boy, they were on the road a long time, and.
Yeah,
we talk about this every year. Somebody gets kind of screwed. I know Cubs fans are feeling a little bit screwed right now because they had to go out on the road for a long period of time. But is it fair? You know, I mean, I guess.
Everybody plays everybody supposedly the same. You know, I think the way to fix that is this radical realignment that you and I have talked about.
Yeah.
Tracy Rigglesby wrote about it, I want to say, you know, 12 months ago, where, you know, you get rid of the American and National League and you do the divisions based on geography. And you have an Eastern Conference and a Western Conference instead of the American and National League, then what you have is all the West Coast teams play each other a bunch, all the East Coast teams play each other a bunch, and then you intermingle a little bit, kind of like how the NBA does it. The NBA has a really good schedule, to be honest with you. That being said, if you're going to do that, it would alleviate a lot of the issues that you're having. I mean, the Boston Red Sox were opening up the season in Arizona.
Yeah.
It's very strange. I would like in April and September, I love interdivisional games. If you remember the pennant race last year, every team that the Brewers were either chasing or being chased by, they had on their schedule.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that's great. That is an ideal schedule, and you want to see more of that.
Hey, before I let you go, I want to ask you, going back to the Milwaukee Brewers, specifically here close to home, they got off to a fast start offensively speaking. They've been fantastic. Pitching-wise, we know that they've got a few ups and downs, and they've got some guys they got to get back. But give me your thoughts on the way David Stearns is kind of – I was listening to on the MLB Network. They're talking about these young innovators, and sabermetrics are becoming more and more. But then again, they're also kind of – as much as we talk about launch angles and all that kind of stuff and exit velocities – some guys are going, okay, but on the bottom line is it's baseball. We're getting back to base. Some of these guys are going back to baseball. I mean, I guess, Seth, when I hear people talk about that, and you know more than I do when it comes to these, you know, the talking heads on MLB Network, what the hell are they talking about? Is this just chatter to fill the airwaves?
I don't know, and I've said this all along. You know, I am an MLB.TV subscriber, And I am a cord cutter. I have Apple TVs all over my house. I can't watch MLB Network. And I think that's absurd. Their ratings are so low that it's incredible. And how they do not put their stuff more out there and at least give it a fighting chance, it dumbfounds me. I've seen on Twitter some of the stuff that you're talking about, and it's paralysis by analysis. And I think there's something called overanalyzing these things. People are trying to get credit. I know Gabe Kapler was talking about this yesterday. Teams are trying to get credit for winning and scoring runs by small ball. And so what I always say is, why can't the official MLB account tweet some of that? Like, why can't they tweet hit and runs or first to thirds or great defensive plays? You know, I know there's a shortstop tonight that's going to make a diving stop somewhere. But I guarantee you, if I look at the MLB Twitter, because I'll do that because I'll be stuck on an airplane, I'll look at the MLB Twitter and there'll be six straight home runs.
Right.
And all I'm saying is, sell me the other parts. Showcase it to me. If you have teams that are trying to say to their fan base, we win it the old-fashioned way, great, show me that. Demonstrate that. And let's see how many teams that do that actually can have success.
Seth, always a pleasure. Enjoy the trip abroad. Just remember, bail money doesn't really work over there.
Neither does health insurance.
There you go. That too. Yeah, keep that in mind. All right, buddy. Take care, and we'll talk to you soon. Okay, there you go. Seth Evett, our National Baseball Insider, joining us for a couple of minutes. From Forbes.com, by the way, joining us a couple of minutes on the Schneider Orange Hotline. Schneider hiring drivers right now. You work hard, they treat you fair. 80-plus years they've been getting it done. Call them, 844-PRIDE, or go to SchneiderJobs.com. That's 844-PRIDE, or go to SchneiderJobs.com.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.